Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Well, there's a mix of stories right across all of the papers here at home today. We'll start with the Irish Times first this morning. Their headline, Intel wins approval for €3.6 billion facility. The chip manufacturer Intel has welcomed planning approval for a new €3.6 billion manufacturing facility at its campus in Leixlip in County Kildare. The project is among the largest single private investments in the history of the state, but a further judicial challenge to the permission has not been ruled out by objectors to the project. And there's more on that Intel story on the front page of the Irish Times this morning. The Examiner leads today with health crisis sees kids ops put on hold. You may have heard details there regarding waiting lists around paediatric appointments and surgeries for children in our news bulletin. But if you're just joining us this morning, the country's three main children's hospitals have now begun postponing elective procedures due to mounting pressure effectively on the system ahead of the peak winter months. Now, the Children's Health Ireland, which is CHI, which oversees services, for instance, of places like Our Lady's Children's Hospital Crumlin, Temple Street Hospital, and also the National Children's Hospital at Talla, has said that all elective and routine inpatient procedures are to be restricted at the hospitals in the coming weeks due to the number of children and infants presenting for admission. And CHI said it was not in a position to confirm the number of procedures that have had to be postponed yet, but said that Crumlin and Temple Street are likely to see the greatest impact. If you have a child that's been affected by that, do get in contact with us this morning, 53106. And you can also get us on Twitter at BreakfastNT. There's more on that story. I've no doubt you'll be hearing more about it as well on the inside of the Irish Examiner today. The Irish Independent and the Daily Mail both lead this morning with Leo backs Verona on secret canvas, is the Daily Mail's headline. The Irish Independent also reporting the Taoiseach declined to answer questions during what the paper describes as a whistle-stop canvass with election by-election candidate Verona Murphy yesterday. And the Taoiseach spent 40 minutes with Miss Murphy meeting voters on Wexford Town's Main Street. In advance of the appearance, queries to government and Fine Gael figures went largely unanswered as local media were also kept in the dark. That's according to the Independent. More on that story in the inside of the Independent and also on the Daily Mail this morning. Just a quick look though at some of the tabloids today. Their headlines, The Sun, The Star and the Mirror this morning, all leading with details about a court case. And The Herald leads this morning with them further information about the fatal shooting of a 22-year-old man in Clonshock in Dublin on Sunday evening. And there's more in The Herald on that story today. But to some of the other stories that you will be talking much more about during the day today as well. The front page of the Irish Independent, 15,000 closer to ban under Ross's new road plans. This is the Transport Minister is going to put forward a controversial plan for reforming the penalty point system. It's to go before the Cabinet today. Now, Shane Ross has the backing of the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris and road victims groups on these proposals. But according to the Irish Independent this morning, a number of Fine Gael ministers oppose the reforms. Now, Fianna Fáil will also object to the changes, arguing that they're too blunt. And under the proposals, almost 15,000 drivers will be just one speeding offence away from being put off the road if this new graduated punishments are introduced. And it'll see a motorist, for instance, who's caught travelling between 20 kilometres per hour and 30 kilometres per hour above the speed limit in the zone that they're driving in, they will be hit with 4 penalty points and a €100 fine. And figures from the Road Safety Authority show there were 14,000 drivers with 8 or more points at the end of last month. And for instance, if Shane Ross succeeds with his new legislation, these motorists could be one strike away from a 6-month ban, as any driver who accumulates 12 points within any given 3-year period is automatically disqualified. That's the story dominating this morning. As I mentioned, those plans are to go to Cabinet later this morning as well, and we will keep you posted on further developments, because if you are in your car this morning and out on the roads, this is likely to affect you. Do get in contact with us. We want to hear from you this morning, but obviously don't text us while you're driving. You can do so though on 53106. The other story you'll be talking about as well today is your wages, because according to new CSO figures, wages in Ireland are now growing at the Celtic Tiger pace, I should say. The rates are growing at a pace that was last experienced in nearly 14, 15 years ago, according to these figures. And this is a CSO report that's found that hourly earnings have jumped by 4% over the past year to a national average of €23 per hour, while weekly earnings are 3.4% higher at €768. We want to hear from people this morning on this particular issue. Like, for instance, are you earning as much as you did maybe back 14, 15, 16 years ago? You can let us know today on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Now, to some of the other stories that you'll also be hearing about this morning, flooding in Cork, according to the Irish Independent. The city is bracing itself for significant flood risk. Parts of Cork City were closed last night as the city braced itself for a significant risk of flooding over the next 2 days. Morrison's Island, Union Quay, Father Matthew Quay and also the Wansford Quay area were closed from 7pm due to forecasted high spring tides in the early hours of this morning. And the City Council in Cork also said that a very high astronomical spring tides will combine with a tidal surge and also periodic strong southerly southeasterly winds, resulting in higher than normal tides. And officials have warned of a significant risk of tidal flooding just before or after high tides at 10 to 5 this morning, right up to a quarter past 5 today in the afternoon, and again from 5:30 tomorrow morning. And property and business owners there in Cork have been advised to take steps to protect their property, and the council has said that a limited supply of gel and sandbags are available at their depots as well. And there's more on that story on the inside of the Irish Examiner today. Also, business rates, especially in Dublin. You may have heard that story there in a news bulletin, but it's in the inside of the Irish Times as well this morning. Dublin city businesses are facing commercial rates of increases of almost 3% after the 2020 budget was passed by local councillors last night. And this move follows the controversial removal by the government of €8.4 million in rates due from Irish Water, which will instead now be distributed to other local authorities. And the decision led to a fairly hotly debated budget proposed by the chief executive to cut spending on community grants and increase the cost of parking, tolls and social housing rents. If you are a local business in Dublin paying rates to the City Council, we want to hear from you this morning. How will you, or maybe you won't, be affected by that 3% rate hike? You can get in contact with us on Twitter this morning at BreakfastNT. Also, the Irish Times as well today, page 3 of the paper, most towns burning coal, not monitored. Jack Horgan-Jones writing that only a fraction of the towns that burn harmful smoky coal have air quality monitoring stations in place. This is according to a study by the Environmental Protection Agency, and a ban on smoky coal was first introduced in Dublin back in 1990 and has been also adopted by many other towns and cities across the country. But an analysis of 73 towns with a population of between 3 and 15,000 people, which are not covered by the bans, shows only 10 have air quality stations. And there's more on that story, page 3 of the Irish Times today. Just one final story, page 15 of the Daily Mail this morning. Especially if your Christmas party, for instance, is approaching, staff are being urged to have a very well behaved Christmas party this year, because HR experts are warning of the office party risks. Mistletoe and wine, no excuse for bad behaviour at the work party, as employers have been urged to reduce the risk of sexual harassment. And there's more on that story, page 15 of the Daily Mail this morning. On News Talk.